Suppose that we have the great schos this Shabbos to begin Chumash Bamidbar. Just a simple vart. Suppose in the beginning of the parasha, this is in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Nun Aleph. So the section over here, there's a census, there's a counting in the beginning of Parashas Bamidbar. Right? So everybody's counted, and something unique happens over here, which is Shevet Levi is isolated out from the rest of the count. They're counted separately, but not only that, they're also counted differently. Right? So Shevet Levi is counted actually again, very apropos. Mi ben chodesh v'mala. They're counted from 30 days and up. Also in Parsha is the obligations, or I should say the responsibilities, of Shevet Levi are discussed. So specifically that Shevet Levi is in charge of the Mishkan. So what's Shevet Levi's primary responsibility vis-a-vis the Mishkan? So in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Nun Aleph, chapter 1, verse 51, the Pasuk says, Ubinsoa ha-Mishkan yoridu oso ha-Levim, ubichanos ha-Mishkan yakimu oso ha-Levim, azar ha-Karev yumas. So the Pasuk simply says, when the Mishkan travels, they will take it down, and when the Mishkan comes to rest, ultimately, again, they will put it back up. So the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh makes such a beautiful and profound, Rav Kook makes the same observation as well, which is just, if you are writing this stylistically, so whenever you're talking about building something, generally the way you discuss it is how putting it up and then taking it down. That's generally the way. Now again, the Pasha Pshat over here is that the Mishkan is already standing, so they're talking about taking it down and putting it up. But whenever you're talking about somebody who's responsible for building and taking something down, you would have thought the Pasuk would have said, so Yakimu HaMishkan V'yoridu Oso. They'll put it up and they'll take it down. So that's how I would have thought. But yet the Pasuk doesn't write it that way. The Pasuk writes it as Yoridu Oso, they'll take it down and then they'll put it back up. And the Mishkan says something so beautiful. He writes that this is a metaphor for life. That ultimately, again, life is all about growth, and life is all about travels. Ubin soaham mishkan. Life is all about moving yourself forward. It's all about moving your mishkan forward. That the mishkan should never be in the same place. That today is a new day. But one thing I know is, today, I have to be somewhere different than I was yesterday. And tomorrow has to be something different than it was today. You know how sometimes you kind of get into a rhythm in life and you feel that you're like in this like continuous loop. And every day is just the same. And every week is just the same. And I go, I'm sorry. This is not like open mic over here. Yeah. So ultimately, I guess every day is just bleeds into the other. And you know, we all have time like that. And the truth is, like, it's like a little bit depressing. It's a little bit depressing because like the time flies by. Wake up, go to work, eat, sleep. Wake up, go to work, go to sleep. And like, and I will say, it's depressing because what my neshama is saying is, the Mishkan is staying in the same place. The Mishkan is meant to move. The Mishkan is meant to travel. Ubin soha Mishkan. The whole yisod in life is to move myself forward. But I will say, here's the amazing part. How do you move forward in life? So the primary way to move forward in life is constantly remaking yourself, being open to growth. That the Mishkan ultimately, again, has to be recreated every day. That's Yakimu Oso. FTC will say the greatest challenge we face in life is we settle into our identities and we're unwilling to remake ourselves. We're unwilling to rebuild ourselves. This is who I am. This is what I am, and I'm not really open to change. Well, if you're not open to change, it's hard to rebuild and remake your Mishkan. But the Baal Shem Tov says there's another piece. Sometimes growth is not about remaking yourself, but sometimes the first step in growth is deconstructing yourself. Well, say, see, sometimes a person has to be brave enough to say, that which I have built is not correct. That the personality, the identity that I have established, it's not the right one. So the first step, ultimately, again, in moving forward, is deconstructing that which exists in order to create the leveled field to create something new. See, Rabbi Moshe, this is the great difficulty of growth. We think of growth as moving forward. But sometimes in order to move forward, sometimes in order to build something new, you have to deconstruct that which is already on the site. Because sometimes the personalistic building is condemned. Sometimes it's not habitable. Sometimes it's just not good. Sometimes it's rickety. And I have to have the courage sometimes to knock down, to take down this structure in order to be able to rebuild something else. And I will say that in and of itself, posits the Baal Shem Tov, is the scariest part of growth. I could take on new stuff all the time. Lay it on me, right? Another Masechta, another this. I'm ready. That, because those are exciting things. The hardest part of growth is the deconstruction phase, is the demolition phase. When I have to be honest with myself and say, you know what? This is not good. And I have to demolish it so I could build something new. That is the hardest part of growth, but it's the prerequisite of growth. That says the Baal Shem Tov, is what the Pasuk is telling us. Listen to this. If you want your Mishkan to move, if you want to grow in life, Yoridu Oso Halaviyah. You want your Mishkan to grow, you want your Mishkan to move, the first step is you have to identify the stuff that needs to come down. I have to identify the parts of the structure that are shtickle condemned and need to be demolished. Sometimes you need to bring the personalistic wrecking ball in order to kind of get rid of the stuff that's not so great. Who are the Leviim? Rebbe say, we know the famous Rambam. Everything comes back to this Rambam. That what does the Rambam say? Who are the Leviim? The Leviim are those people who pledge themselves to Avodas Hashem. And the Rambam says, whoever wants to be part of Shevet Levi has the ability to do so. We're all the Leviim. And therefore, we are all in charge of ultimately moving our personal Mishkan forward. Fantastic. Step one, Yoridu Oso HaLeviim. Decide what needs to come down. Decide what just needs to go. Sometimes it's just some negativity, I will say, that just needs to be dispensed with. There are some midos that I just need to get rid of. There are some things that I do in my life that I just need to stop. Yorido, so those things need to come down. And if you're able to do that, v'chanosa mishkan, yakimu oso halaviyim. If you find the courage to deconstruct and get rid of the things that are holding you back, then Emir Tzashim, you'll be privileged to move, and you'll be privileged to build a beautiful, brand new Mishkan.